Okay, today is June 19, 2022. We are in the old Dole admin building. This is me, Anthony, and I'm with my dad, Henry S. Escaron Jr. And today's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you, son.
So yeah, thank you for doing this, Dad. Basically, we just talk story about the plantation days. I was 7 years old when the thing went officially closed in 92. But I know that you graduated, yeah, Dad, Lanai High Elementary School in 1979.
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about like your first experience working in the fields, and then kind of like, I guess that was during high school, yeah?
Yes, that was the first time we started working. They recruited workers for wanting to work was 16 years old. So we started in a class. So everybody went as a group. So we all worked it together, 1976 all the way to after 1979. Then we went on our own. But between that time, we worked with night shift. We start the whistleblower at 2:30, get ready for work, and meet at the B shot at 3:30 and head out to the fields.
This is 3:30 afternoon or?
Afternoon.
Oh, okay. And then, like, what would you do? What was, like, the...
We had to prep because there's a small little shack that you have to purchase your gloves, your guards for your arms, canvas pants, goggles, clear goggles and screen goggles, and a lot of the stuff that, like the arm guards that were made out of like old shirts, long sleeve, and they put the elastic bands on them so you can put them on your shoulder, and then it's attached to both of your arms with safety pins. They had that, and you know, eventually you gotta get boots and, you know, working pants and, you know, regular shirts. And that was it. Then you get everything all ready. Then you get your lunch ready before you go to the bay shot. And you get your water. It's the most important thing. When you don't have any water, you don't have to share. And that was it. Then you head to the bay shot. Then report to you, Luna.
How was, can you talk about, like, you remember the first day or, like, the first week that you had to go out? It was summertime.
It was summertime, but we worked on a night shift, but it was good because it was cool at night. But you start picking pineapple, and then the first time we went, we weren't used to the color of the pineapple. They're telling us 1/8, a quarter, 1/8, half, full ripe. And then all of us, when we saw the pineapple at night, the light all changed the color of the pineapple. So actually, we were picking a more purple pineapple than ripe pineapple.
Oh, and then what happened? The Luna.
The Luna talked to us and, you know, hey, you guys got to stop. Okay, we're going to stop and we're going to do this all over again. So we had to do that all over again and then get it right. And then all the load that we picked was all kind of, you
know. Oh, wow.
You got to discard that dump them.
So, because it sounds like...
An incentive, you get, you know, the field, they know how much pineapple is in there for harvest. So if you go over the amount of beans that is made by the gang, then you get bonuses for each load that you're over. So maybe the load maybe might be, 10, 12 for the limit, you know, for the quota. But if you go over that, then it's all extra money for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make 24 loads, that's planning. Mm. So you pay for that.
How was it with, because you guys were a young crew then, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we were 16 years old.
Like the more experienced guys, how would they treat you guys? Kind of like, would they feel like, oh, that's good? Or they feel like, oh, no, these guys going to slow us down?
Oh, yeah, but the Lunas and the field bosses, they'll put the experienced people inside a more productive field. And us guys go to the shady field where we get the junk stuff. We got to crawl through the paria plant and fight into that, cannot get through, stuck there, and the machine moving. And, you know, you got to fight your way to the boom, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we used to pound boom, but the jungle field, we could pound boom, but not the the number one crop didn't like damage the fruit because the thing will turn into juice.
I know what that is, pound boom, but can you describe like what
that is? They grab the crown and then there's the rubber mat that goes across the boom. It's a hard surface where you snap the crown off on the frame, and it goes into a conveyor belt, and it takes it up into the machine. Then it goes into the operator. The operator has a switch that goes. He divides the pineapple equal into the bean, so he shoots it in and fills it up to the level. And then the helper goes in and closes the flap, and he crawls out, and he stays on top. And then the operator fills up the last top just by himself. So they had a helper, and then help the operator for close the beans. But you had to slide out the beans. Bars out, because you get flaps that you have closed, but you don't want to smash all the pineapple that's underneath. So they put flaps and bars on it so you can keep the pineapple from not getting smashed. So that's how all the juices will come out. And if all juices come out, then they're going to end up going to the cannery, and then their product is going to be just for canned, crushed juice.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of the good things, but it was hard work though. I mean, you come home, you're so tired. You don't like do nothing, especially when we summertime, and we still gotta go practice basketball, and we still gotta on 3:30 after we finish work, straight to the gym, change our clothes and practice, and we're so tired. Then you go work the next day, every day just keep on doing that repetition.
Paohana, you work was 8-hour shift.
8-hour shift, everybody.
Then right after that. So still had, so this is summertime, but how come still had basketball?
Because the summertime we can practice because we had that advantage to practice more. It was hard though. I mean, you never like go practice. You're so tired, and you gotta get up here, go home. You don't like do nothing. You just go home, rest, a while, take a bath, eat, and then go sleep again, and just keep on doing the same thing in the morning. Get up, get ready. Walk to work. That's the only thing, we have to walk to work. So if you're living on Fraser Avenue, way on the corner side, you have to go all the way to Gay Street on this side, between the service station.
Where you was living?
Fraser Avenue.
Mm.
Yeah, it's way on the end. So from that end, from Pineapple Field to Pineapple Field, that's all it was. The city was just surrounded by Pineapple Field.
Yeah, because right, and that, you was on the boundary then, yeah? So right. Where would the pineapple field start? Like literally right across the street, or?
Actually, the end of the pavement, and about 100 yards in, and the field's right there already. Then they start picking pineapple there already. The fields all over, was completely, even the mountains and fields, four mountains and fields up there that we picked. And over plant that we used to throw all the crowns after the pop plant. You gotta do that. Nighttime with the lantern. So we work nighttime too with the lantern throwing the crowns on the road after the pop plant the crop. That's the first time. But not too many guys do that. The guys go hide it. Because the truck driver coming looking for the guys there, and then they cannot find him because the guys still hiding for the guys. They don't like work. It was dark up the mountain, you can see. But you get the lantern, so they hide the lantern, and they leave the lantern there. They make believe they stay there, but they're not there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the kind. This was another job that they had for us. But then, at the school time, they made us, if you wanted to work, but if you get your credits ready for your senior year, you could go work right after school. So we used to do that too. The truck used to come to the school, actually come to the school and pick us up at the school. Because we had to go home, get ready, and come back to the school. And then we jump on the truck, and the truck takes us out to the field and drop us back at the school when we're done for the day. So we could work the kind of school day, school time, provided that we had our credits already for graduation.
Okay, so you graduate 79, and then what happened?
I still was picking pineapple all the way up to 82 until I... I play for a truck driver, and then I drive truck in 1982. Various truck drivings, hauling pineapple or motion plant, hauling chemicals, fertilizer.
how was the sort of the hauling pineapple part? Like, you would have to transport them down to the harbor, or
Only if the shuttle trucks are cannot keep up, then we'll go down with single trucks and help them take down the bean. So we'll go down with the shuttle trucks. The shuttle trucks carry like three beans, and that's carry only one, but we can go down multiple times. So if you're gonna do that, then they're just gonna tell you, oh, you just do this. You're gonna haul, just haul to help out with the other drivers. So, but they're not gonna send you with an old truck down there, because you get an old truck down there, you ain't gonna make it up. Everybody's gonna pass you. Yeah. So everything was like more diesel.
But how was the road then?
Back the road was still the same.
Asphalt
still the same. Only thing is that when the all the trucks were going up and down, and some of the cargo of the beans, they all smashed, or all the juices all leaking on the road, so the road would be filled with juices, just smell like pineapple juice all the way down.
And we get flies and bugs or no?
The pineapple bug, the black bug, yes. But flies, not hardly the flies, but it's just the pineapple bug. I don't know why, but they're attracted to the pineapple fruit.
Because I know if you go Kamalapau, we get that old, going old road too, yeah?
Yeah, that's the old Kamalapau road.
But that's way before right. Your time, like way before.
Way before.
Oh.
But then they had the dairy over there, had a milk dairy right below there, just above the rubbish dump. A lot of people don't know that there was a dairy there. It's Lanai Milk Dairy. It's so still there.
They would milk the cows and stuff
Yeah, they're milking cows.
So you would drink?
Yeah, they had their own bottle. The bottles are still there yet.
And then they would bottle it there and they would bring it up to town?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't know that there's the old dairy over there. But the structure is all gone. But the bottles are there, though.
Oh, there's bottles.
Dead bottles there.
What is it called? What was it called?
What's Lanai dairy product, I think it was. Lanai dairy product, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of...
Yeah, they had the, you know, the big mount milk bottle. It's, yeah, they still have it on there. I had some, but I lost them. But they got plenty on there yet.
Wow.
They had a lot of old stuff on there, but... But those days was real hard, though. It was hard work. But they teach you the value of hard work, the earning money. You know, it's not like I'm going to work and then not going to see the value of it. And, you know, it's there and you get to value it, it's cherish it, because it's not going to come around again.
Yeah.
It's the hard-earned money. That's the one thing you go to, they taught you hard-earned money and saving. That's what we learned.
So I know you mentioned too, the chemicals, working with chemicals and whatnot. Like, what was that? What was that about? What was that for?
The chemicals that we made is called urea. It's a chemical that fertilizer, liquid fertilizer, that makes the plant green. So that they inject that into the ground first, or spray it, for make the plant grow come greener. But I used to mix the chemicals for that for the supply trucks, and they take that out. Then we had herbicide, pesticide, it's all illegal though. Now, if you look back, it never had OSHA in those days.
No, so this is like where, again, you wasn't using safety goggles and...
No, it's on your own. You got to think for yourself. You know, the thing is poison, you get away mask, but that mask ain't going to do anything good, because it's dust mask. It's not a chemical mask, it's not a liquid mask. So it's not going to stop the particles from going in. So actually, we all contaminated from all that.
Hmm.
You know, you got to play with the wind and cut the bag, and that was a no-no.
Hmm.
But they had the Hepaclaw, they had actual urea. Actual urea was a phosphine agent that ripens the pineapple. If they needed the field to have harvest so much pineapple to be on the barge, the actual urea, the field, and the phosphine agent, the whole field, like thousands of acres.
Mm.
And then it'll ripe, but they got them equally certain stage of ripening, so they spray so much and then they'll ripe and then they harvest after so many weeks. You can't harvest them after you apply the actual urea, because the pineapple will take it inside, but it won't dissipate into the thing. You might get the runs, and you know, so that's why it has to stay there for about maybe a week until the thing dissipates inside the product, inside the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can harvest and take it to the the machine, come in, pick it up, and then take it down to the hub and put it on the barge.
Yeah, so you would work in the one of the, what would you call it, like a plant or one of the
offices? Yeah, it's called the emulsion plant. It's a motion plant that has big containers, storage containers that you pump the liquid inside, and then the truck will come by, and then you'll just calculate how much gallons the truck is. Maybe it's a 3,000 gallon tank. Then you pump 3,000 gallons, pump inside his tank.
Mm-hmm.
Then he buzzes the buzzer, and then he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you mix again, fill up the tank, keep on going until the shift is over.
Oh, wow. What about pesticides? Did you
use any of that? Pesticides, too, they had Heptaclaw, BBCP, Talon. Talon and BBCP was a fungicide for nematodes. But it was real hazard. It was real, real bad. That's why the old timers used to fill them up for me, the truck, instead of me. I go inside and fill it up. But when you're young, like, it's kind of, it's hard because it affects you, your health. But since the old timers that they're all already, they're gonna do it, but I don't even want them to do it, but they said it's a safety issue. But there's a safety issue for you, but you know, those days was real bad. They never had safety protocol. Yeah, it was real bad. That's why, you know, it's all the old timers, they're passing away, and I see only a few left.
There's one job that you did that I wasn't too sure what that was about. Where were we? I forget where we was. But sometimes around the island get these like, look like random pipes all over the place, these metal pipes.
The irrigation pipe.
Oh yeah, what is that? What is that about?
See, they had 8-inch pipes, which were the lanai pipe, the big one, the 10-inch pipe. Right? No, 8-inch pipe, and they had Molokai pipes. They had all different size pipe, 4-inch pipe. That actually had 2-inch pipe up to 4. Then they went to 8, and then we lay out all certain size pipes for the irrigation for the first crop.
For pineapple.
Pineapple. That we had the regulators. Then we hook up to the stem pipe, and then we hook up the pipes. Then we run the lines, and then the big water boom will come, and then they change the nozzles because they're freshly planted, so the fruit is not really stabilized inside the plant, the plastic paper, when they put them underneath. So they pound them with the straight force of the water the first time, the first pass, and then the plant will catch, and then after that, then they open the nozzle, spray it, and then it just spread. And they used to water one by boom spray. Yeah, the water, but they spent a lot of money on water before. But those days, I guess water was more than now. We had a lot of rain we used to have.
So like these pipes, though, you would have to...
We had to put them on trailers, and we had to count one by one, load them.
Because there's some areas that it seems like get the pipes like way out, and then get any kind of like, get the gullies, get the...
Oh, those are those are transfer lines that they go from the water line comes the main line.
Uh-huh.
Then they cannot get, they start going all the way around, they just cut through so they can get across to the next ridge, so they don't have to go all the way around the ridge to get the water. So what they do is they put ductile pipes. The ductile pipe is the one that travels to carry the water to the next field.
Where is one that we can still find? Like,
will be Paliomano.
Oh, yeah. Paliomano. How did you guys get... Did you do those ones? The ones that actually...
No, Grandpa did that one.
Oh, that's way... Yeah. That's even before...
Yeah, before me. So that's why they had all those ductile pipe irrigation line. It's only for transfer water to another field that's further away. So we did all by manual, all by hand. We had to carry those pipes on the trailer and lay them down and join them. Then after we disconnect and they move to another field. So that was... Hard job, that one.
So, like, some things that I just remember you can still see, like, is the, and you talked about it a little bit, is the black
The black paper. See, way back before, they had the paper. Paper was good, but paper could, dissipate and decompose. But the plastic since they did not think about it, they were thinking about production. So that's why they went with the plastic, but plastic was faster for spread and, you know, keep on going. But the paper one was more fragile. It had to take more time and delicately, you know, for laid out with the paper machine, slate. So it was more production. They never think about the future of what would happen to the product. And now you can see the product is all
because they figure it's going to be pineapples forever.
So. Oh, the paper was there forever, the plastic. They had even tried to add a propane tank with a torch trying to burn it. Nah, nothing is going to happen. But the thing is, so much fert into the ground, you gotta screen it all out to get it all out. And those days, they used to bury them with the trench, with the tractor, so you won't be able to get them all out.
Mm. So when you started, there's already using, in the 70s, there's already using
that. Oh, they were already using the plastic already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, especially if they're using them for that long.
Right, but the 1960s, late 60s, they went to plastic. But before then, the early 60s, they were, I think, paper.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was bad. Now it's an environmental thing. But yeah. The plastic will never get rid of, because when they had cattle, the cattle used to eat all the oats and they used to plant oats in the field, and the paper was inside there, the plastic, and the cow used to consume them. And then the cow had the plastic in them, but they cannot break down the plastic. When they sold the cattle, and then they found out the cattle had formed a big ball in the stomach.
No, with the plastic.
Yeah. Wow. But the cow not gonna sort out, the animal not gonna sort out what to eat. He just gonna munch on it. So that's why he consumed it, and it turned to a big ball. So when they sold the animal, then it was like a disaster.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Dad, you work with for Dole up until what was the date about?
1979 up to 1984. Then I got hired by Coeli Company as a maintenance operator.
Mm.
So we took care of Manele Beach Park, Coeli Park, and Dole Park.
That was before doing game management then, was maintenance.
Yeah.
So when you was game management, how was the how was that during the especially during the plantation time?
It was hard though. I mean, when we did the game management, we had to do control hunts for the pineapple fields, because the animals would raid all the pineapple. I mean, the young pineapple field would be all eaten up. So we had to do control hunts, and we worked night and day. After we finished the day hunt, we worked nighttime hunt. We just kept on rolling and rolling, tired.
So how would you guys hunt in the pineapple fields? Like what, you just...
We get a night hunting permit from the state of Hawaii, damage control crop. There's a crop damage control permit. They come and investigate the damage, and then we apply for it, and then they look at the damage, and okay, there's a lot of damage there, they'll give you a permit.
Mm. Or so like what was the what would you have to do, like to take out a truck, take out spotlight, or like how was that?
We got with the spotlight in the truck and with the kind of 12-volt battery, and then one guy shine and one guy shoot, or vice versa, one guy just do all by itself because we're short-handed.
And would you guys hunt in the areas that get pineapple or not?
We'll go follow the boundary, the guideline, but this way they coming up from the field, from the hunting area into the field. So we try to catch them before they go to any more damage to the field. So we catch them before they come. Mm. Then we usually shoot them out on the edge, and then we just mark them, and then we come back, and then we just pick them up.
Cause the boundaries, was there any like fence or boundary or no?
No boundary. Just the boundary was the guideline roads. Like when I was telling you, Abel, Baker, Charlie, Dog, Fox, Truck, that's the section of all the fields. So you know what, they were all divided by channels and ditches, so you cannot cross over. So that's how you can find that machine, wherever it is, or where they're picking pineapples. But they're not going to put all the machines all over the place. They're going to stop one section at a time and work it until they harvest the whole crop. So that was easy for keep track. But yeah, we did game management. It was tiring.
Mm.
Then we get management meeting after, you gotta do the report on how many cake was taken out, where. We did the water samples too. We had to do the sewer pond. We had to do all that. Manelli Bay water never had on one station there. We had to never had a water company. We had to do it. We had to take the test kit and test all the water, how much the level of coloring water it is. So we did all that. We had to be water samples.
Okay. I don't know what I was going to share. The only thing I remember too is the pineapple bug. So I do remember. Oh, still had pineapple bugs for a while though, because must have been like, I must have been 9 or 10, and then.
Oh yeah, pineapple bugs. I don't know what it happened to them. But the only time I had pineapple bugs when I had pineapple, but when I had pineapple, had more rain. We had more rain than now, because I guess because of the pineapple field was just green, and the pineapple used to be tall and green and just growing.
Hmm.
I don't know if the thing attracts oxygen and nitrogen in the air. That's why you get rain. You get more rain. We still get rain like all week.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then we still go work. Even rain or shine, you still go work. So that was fun, but when you get, you know, when you start working, you get tired, you know, you like go home.
Yeah, all day in the rain.
Oh, all day in the rain. Playing mud.
How would you work in the rain? So same gear, raincoat? Same gear, or you gotta raincoat.
Yeah, raincoat, everything all rain
and
gear.
And you're still sweating inside.
Oh yeah, it's hot because you're working, your body moving, you're walking, and then it's still raining, and it sometimes gets sun. So
then it stops raining, then humid. Yeah,
humid, then you take off. It's all wet already, you know. So yeah, it was miserable.
How about going back in, because you would have to ride out in the truck, right? So how was that?
They had the chains in between the beans that is locked in, and everybody hold a chain, and yeah, just like labor chain. But actually, it's illegal for boys riding in the back, because that thing wasn't stable for hauling people around. It's like cattle, you know. You're losing there.
How would that truck do it though? It would do rounds, or like you'd have plenty trucks and everybody would be inside and they would all just go out one time?
No, we had in the morning when you come to the labor yard, they get one truck for the labor, which is parked there. Then in front of that labor truck, there's another truck that takes out the operator. So the operator goes out, the machine operator goes out with the truck driver, takes it to the machine. They prep the machine, get them ready, and then when the labor comes in, then they set, they get all set, everybody get what line they're gonna take, you know, and then from there they start going to picking pineapple.
But what have, because the gang, each gang, right? Does that
yeah.
How it would be gang?
Every there's one truck for each gang. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why
everybody
had,
go
like,
out one time.
Right, they had like, I think like 40, 48 to 50 trucks.
Hmm.
But they get extra trucks that stand by, so it's one that get stay parked on the side. But actually, all the trucks, the station is all the way up to 24, I think it was.
Mm.
So 24, so you have times that by two, so it's like 48 trucks.
Wow.
So, wow. So there's 48 trucks, 48 trucks going out. So, but it all depends what how much they will need, how much pineapple they need, so then they know how much... they call it gangs, how many gangs they're going to put out for harvest. So they get the quota for the barge. But the barge only can take so much pineapple. So then once they fill up, then they kick out the barge already.
Hmm. And it happens all in that day? So you picking pineapples, going to another kind, and then they send them down to to the harbor, and
it
goes out already that day? Oh.
Yeah. As soon as the thing is filled, then they kick out the barge at night.
Jeez.
So the barge come in at day. Sometimes you get double to, but you get the day shift harvest, then you get the nighttime harvest. So you get two barges. One is outside, say anchored out there for tow. So he get double to. One is the day shift, and then the other one that you can do the night shift. That's when you can hook up with that one and take them back to the harbor.
So they would load everything in the night too.
Yeah.
And then the barge would leave in the middle of the night too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they get two shifts. Day shift in harbor and night shift harbor.
Wow.
So they're running two shifts.
Wow.
So they're gonna make the timing because when the barge goes that way, Isle's way, they gotta unload at the Pier 36, I think it was. So they unload there. Then the barge gotta leave to come back here for do the next harvest.
Oh, so they're constantly. Oh yeah,
they're constantly going rotation.
And then so for the gangs during the night, would it have just as many gangs as the daytime or less?
At that time, I think had more daytime, but get the advanced, you know, the color, my experienced ladies, the old lady gang, and you get the young kids, you know, the high schools, the Mormons. So they had more daytime, I think, and less nighttime. Mm. Well, nighttime one had more local gangs, you know, like for the Kahuku, St. Louis, what was the other ones?
Oh, this is during the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the regular routine, yeah, but they only run night shift only in the summer.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They don't run the night shift in the regular months, like, you know, for September, October.
Oh, is it because they know that get all the school kids, so now they can...
Right, so they can get more help, production. Right, more production, so they hire the school kids for summer. So, but the school, I mean, they didn't like it. I mean, the kids had fun. I mean, they sit with their classmates and, you know, they have fun.
Mm-mm.
Especially when they're driving, like, they just go even more fast, and they're screaming, they're yelling, like, slow down. Hey, keep on going fast.
Oh, and on top of that, they would all stay at the log cabins, yeah?
Yeah, so the log right cabins, yeah, yeah.
That was right across from
the... That was good, because they had their damn cafeteria, too. They had that kind of dogs to cook food for them. They cook all the food.
No.
But only the local, you know, the ones that residents, they got to bring their own food. So the ones that's on the cabins, they'll just go to the cafeteria and pick up their lunch.
And then just right across the street, yeah, is the labor yard or anything. That's where they
load up. Yeah, they just come right across. Yeah, because where Hale Kapuna stay now, that was the cabin, yeah.
Mm.
And the courts, that was all cabin. That was a good idea that when they had that for summer help. But then as things changed with progress, so they take that all down.
Mm-hmm.
I think only get one building. That's the one that's that sporting place that came from there. That's the only building left.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's from there.
It's from there. The log cabin.
Okay.
So the building that you see at the sporting place.
The main
the main office. There, okay. Yeah, that's the one that came from there.
And then that went pow about 89 too. Then yeah, they never when they stopped bringing kids in during the summer.
We were still, no, in 95, we still go eat there in 95 because I was working night.
Oh, yeah, that place. But what about, like, the kids coming over during the summertime? When did that stop? 88,
89? No, we still had some kind of summer yet. But we slowed down, yeah, started slowing down already. I think 89. 89 was the one that we stopped already.
Mm.
It slowed down already. I remember when the last truck came in, labor, and we were still driving at that time. But, yeah, it was okay, but... It's too bad I never take pictures of that time.
Yeah, you never know, yeah.
Yeah, I never know. I thought all this time was going to last.
It's going to change that much.
Yeah, but when it changed that much.
Oh, so, but you used to drive some of the gangs out too then?
Oh, yeah, we all drive. Well, we did all various kinds. We do sometimes, if you don't like work early, you like take the kids on the beach and you just take the meet them at the buildings at the log cabin and we pick up them, we take them down to
Manila. And these all jump in the back of the...
Yeah. And then we take them down Manila and go swimming. And then come back, beat them back up and then I go back work.
Wow.
But it's up to you. They had the kind of, yeah, you could go do that. Some guys never liked it. They wanted to make money, but nah, it's like cruise, so... Just go down there to Manila, take the truck, park over there, let the let's go swim with the supervisor, the Luna, watching. And ready for go, you just blow the horn. But everybody come to the truck, let me go.
Wow. Okay, Dad. Yeah, thanks for sharing. I know there's plenty more to talk story about. But
yeah, there's plenty more, but it's hard, but you got to try and pick those little sections of it. to put it together. Mm. You're planning stuff, but yeah. So I loved it, but the kids don't understand what is compared from that day time and now. It's like they don't even know anything about it, but they wasn't even born or nobody told them about them. So it's hard for them to understand, to comprehend what we really did. Some of them don't even believe that, but you know, yeah, we did. You know, it's hard work, but it was a good experience. To where they don't have it right now for help, but I learned from plenty from the old folks. So they happy about that. I had the opportunity to learn from them, the old folks.
Mm.
It's sad that a lot of them passed away. You know, like my head coach, he passed away already, and then. Clarence Matsumoto, he passed away already. He was supervisor for the golf course and irrigation. Then you had Taj Babayan was the truck department.
Mm.
Dinong, Fred Dinong was the kind of truck department too. Laro Garcia, irrigation. So there's various the kind of supervisors that were working long time and then they departed us already. So. At least I remember them though, what they were and what they did. A lot of the kids won't even know what happened.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, yeah,
for sharing. You're welcome. Okay.